like to invite Matt Kimbrell now to come and to share with us a little bit about how we may be of service to Grace and Peace Church and their food pantry. Is that right, Matt? Yeah. You come up here.
Well, good morning. I bring you greetings from your friends at Grace and Peace Fellowship. And I'm grateful for the kinship that that our two churches have known for many, many years. Kinship in more ways than one. I'm here this morning to thank you and to report to you of the good work that you as a congregation are doing, even though you may not necessarily be aware of it. For the last year, I've worked with the food pantry at Grace and Peace. It's a ministry where we seek to open wide our doors, open wide our pantry closet, open wide our hearts to those, to our neighbors in need, because Christ has opened wide his doors. Christ has opened wide his pantry and his heart to those in need, folks like you and folks just like me. The gospel is indeed a wide-armed welcome to the weak. And the food pantry is just one attempt that we're trying to, in word and in deed, we're trying to welcome our neighbors and address a pressing need in St. Louis, which a pressing human need, which is hunger. Each Wednesday at 12:30, a group of about 6 to sometimes 15 folks, they gather outside the Claire entrance, the side entrance of Grace and Peace, and they, whether it's rain or shine, they show up. And they're there an hour before we open the food pantry closet. They're there for a Bible study where we've gone through this year, we've gone through the attributes of God, we've gone through the Ten Commandments, and now we're looking at the Sermon on the Mount. So it's a good study, and there are great questions that are arising, and we're seeing some growth. We're, of course, working in every way possible to dismantle this deep-seated works righteousness sense that says from our folks, if I could just clean myself up, then my life would be okay. I could get my life together. And the gospel is actually contradictory to that. By 1:30, anywhere from 20 to 30 more folks have filled the fellowship hall at Grace and Peace. And in particular, on every third Wednesday, we all sit down for a hot meal. And so, in particular, this last Wednesday, we had a Thanksgiving feast prepared by Gladys Smith, a bona fide chef. And so we all enjoyed feasting on what the Lord has provided to us. As we meet with our neighbors each week, we learn and discover a little more of their stories, stories that are often filled with brokenness, messy brokenness. And we ask each week, how can we pray? How can we pray? And folks, some say, I just need a job. And other folks are saying, I just want this pain to stop. And so the full breadth of human need expressed in their prayers. And I've got to admit that I look at these sheets and I sit in my house and I try to pray. And usually it amounts to the semi-articulate groaning of, Lord, please help, please fix. I don't know how to pray for this need. And although there are many challenges, there are also tremendous joys and blessings of being involved with this work. It's a delight for me to be walking with my wife in Forest Park and to see a friend from the food pantry come near and we stop and have a conversation. It's a delight for me to stop on the side of the street and just have a conversation with one of my friends from the food pantry. Indeed, to look around in the worship service on Sunday morning and to see friends from our Bible study showing up to worship with God's people. I simply want to tell you this morning, thank you. Thank you for helping us stock the food pantry closet at Grace and Peace. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your partnership in the word and deed ministry going on just north of here. And please pray that the Lord would use this modest effort to strengthen the hand of the poor and needy and to welcome, warmly welcome the weak into his kingdom. Weak like all of us. Please pray also that that God would sustain the weary workers who go about, you can imagine, who go about this difficult work each week. Pray that Christ would sustain them and us so that we would minister not out of our empty reserves, but out of Christ's infinite reserves of mercy and compassion. Again, mostly thank you for your partnership in the gospel.